morning, everybody. I am so happy to see all your smiley faces, all these nice black illuminated shirts. Will y'all please stand as we open up with worship this morning? I planned a lively worship day, so you guys better wake up.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah.
Yeah.
King is alive. That is why we are here this morning, to lift up and praise his name. We all bow your heads as we open up with prayer. Dear Lord God, I thank you and praise you that you sent your son. He died for our sins and he is alive today, God. I praise you and thank you for that. I thank you that through his life, we also have life through his blood that he shed for us, God. I praise your holy name, God. And Lord, as we stand here this morning and worship you and hear your message from you and testify the things that you've done in our lives this morning, God, I pray the anointing of your Holy Spirit will be upon everything that we say and do, upon our worship, upon our testimony, and on our lives as we go out from here at the end of this service today, God. And I thank you for the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You can remain standing. I just want to tell you, happy Father's Day. Actually, I want to thank all of you godly men, period, whether you're a father or not. It is so good to have you here. But happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And there's a gift for all you men, whether you're a father or not. There's a gift for you when you leave today. So stop through and pick it up as you go out the door. Some highlight things, no extended services today. We have a special service today I think you all going to enjoy. But no extended services. Wednesday night is also canceled. And thank you to everyone who illuminated. All right. And don't forget to read your bulletin. Danica's graduation party, always invited, June 27th. Don't forget the community breakfast this Saturday. Right? Yeah, here we go. Right? Yeah, it is this Saturday. If you can help us out, please show up at 7:15 at Quinn Memorial Church. The address is in there. And now, what's up next? What's the big event?
Mission trip.
So start praying for that, all right? Thank you. Read your bulletin. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
No.
Thank you. Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of the Savior.
Singing this song, I'm thinking about Vacation Bible School. Illuminate, right? Shine your light, let the whole world see. One of the things I get the pleasure of doing for Vacation Bible School is I get to stand out front and say hi to everybody as they walk in. Believe it or not, this is the first face they see. Unfortunate, but but I hear the parents talking, and they're thanking. They're thanking me as they walk in the door. Hey, my kid doesn't come to church here, but thank you guys for doing this. And this song to me was you guys. You guys were shining that light. You guys were telling, you were showing compassion to these kids who they have, so many of them have never been to church in their life, ever heard about Jesus. And you guys were doing that. So that's what's going through my mind as I'm singing this song today. And you guys did a great job of telling them all about our Jesus. Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
That truth into each and every one of us, and that your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a guide to the path of righteousness. So Lord, we just come before you and we want to thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, all you provide for us, especially salvation, Lord, because apart from you there is no way any person can ever be saved. But our great hope is in you, and we rejoice in that, and we sing that. And we sing this praise to you. We ask that you accept it as a part of our affection and our love for you. Lord, as now as we come to a time of offering, Lord, we ask that you would bless this offering, bless the giver of the offering. Lord, that all these proceeds will go to the furtherance of the gospel, that there will be those who don't know you will come to know you. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give this part of worship to you and ask your blessing upon it. And as always, Lord, before I speak your word, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. And, Lord, if I'm not the one to speak your word today, that you would rise up the one to speak for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I want to speak to you just very briefly this morning, and I've entitled this little devotional that I have to you, is The Light Still Shines. You know, since the beginning of this year, we have been in a series that we entitled Knowing Jesus, and what we have done is we have explored first the I Am statements of Jesus Christ, that is what Jesus said about himself. And then we have been exploring the I will statements of Jesus Christ, that is what Jesus says he will do. But this morning, in honor of finishing up our week of VBS, amen, I want to go back and focus on one of those great I am statements. Can anyone maybe guess of which one I'm going to go back to? You're right. Dude. You are on it. I love you. That's right. It's John 8:12, where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." You know, as Amy would say it, all right, and then the children would repeat it, but Amy would say it and the children would repeat it, because Jesus is the light, is the light of the world. Now, see, y'all got that if you were in VBS. So we'll do it one more time, right? I'm not Amy, but, you know, I'm trying. Jesus is the light, is the light of the world.
Jesus is the light, is the light of the world.
All right. That was a fun week, though, wasn't it, really? I mean, this entire week, it was. It was filled with excitement. For five days, these halls echoed with laughter. Right, we could hear the laughter, songs, Bible stories, and the voices of what is 108, 110 children. Right, we watched, we heard the yellow team traverse the halls. Yellow team, yellow team. Right, as we heard that. You knew the yellow team was coming, man. They were on their way, and they were loud and proud about it, right? And we watched the red team dance to worship songs. We heard the green team and the orange team and the purple team memorize scripture. And I watched you, all you volunteers. That's why I asked you to wear your shirts. Some of you don't have them on, Rich. Oh, yeah. So watch all you volunteers literally just pour yourselves into the lives of these young boys and girls. Our theme was simple: Jesus is the light of the world. But here's what I want us to remember this morning. That wasn't just a message for children. It's not just a message for children. It is God's message for every one of us. Because the world hasn't become any less dark since last Monday. Families are still struggling. People are still searching. Hearts are still hurting. Sin still binds people every day. That's why Jesus didn't say, "I bring a little light." He said, "I am the light of the world." Not a light. He is the light, right? Ever-present light, right? And let me tell you what I've learned through all my years on earth here, and it's this. Point number one is I've learned there's darkness. I've learned that the world needs light. Amen? Because darkness is real. And let me tell you one thing. Children understand it's darkness. Turn off the lights in a room and suddenly everything changes. You can't see clearly. You lose your sense of direction. Things that are familiar become frightening. Amen? Well, likewise, spiritually, that's exactly what sin does. It clouds judgment. It creates fear. It separates people from God. In fact, our culture spends literally billions of dollars trying to make darkness feel comfortable. Just turn on any news station or anything. You can see all that is being supported by somebody's money, right? So they're spending billions of dollars to try to make darkness feel comfortable. But Jesus didn't come to help us, what? Jesus didn't come to help us to adjust to the darkness. That's not why he came, so that we would adjust to the darkness. He came to rescue us from it, amen? That is why VBS matters. This is so important. It's why VBS matters. For 1 week, it was 108, 110 children. There's someone in this world that is greater than the darkness that is in this world. And he is light. His name is Jesus. Which leads me to point number two, is declaration. The declaration. Listen, Jesus doesn't just show the way. He is the way, amen? He illuminates the way. That's according to his word, right? He illuminates the way. A couple of months ago, I explained to you that when Jesus spoke these words in John chapter 8, Jerusalem was celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, where gigantic lamps illuminated the temple. They were all around. These gigantic lamps were, I showed you a picture of that, all around the temple courts each evening, reminding, what they were doing was they were reminding Israel how God led them with a pillar of fire in the wilderness. Then Jesus stood in that very place and essentially said this, "You've celebrated a symbol long enough. The light that you've been waiting for is standing right here in front of you." Amen? So understand, Jesus isn't simply a good teacher. He isn't merely a moral example. He isn't an option. He's just not one of the options of many options. He is the light himself, an everlasting light. And everything else shines, watch, everything else shines because of him. Which leads me to point number three, diffusion. Oh, you're all wondering, where's he going with this? Diffusion, that is the state of being spread out. My wife has a diffuser on the end of her hair dryer, so when it comes out, it goes all over the place. It doesn't just stay in one solid shot, right? So it's a diffusion, right? And that means light is meant to be shared. It's meant to go in all directions, right? One of my favorite moments during VBS wasn't necessarily during a game or even during a Bible lesson. It was, let me tell you what it was. It was watching children leave. Michael talked about when they came. I was excited watching children leave to tell someone what they learned. They were so excited. Do you want to know why? This is truth. You want to know why? Because children naturally share exciting news. It's natural for children to share exciting news. Now, adults, not so much. Not all the time. But after Jesus changes our lives, we're not to hide the light. That's what we're to share it. We're to diffuse it. Jesus said in Matthew 5, he says, let your light so shine before men, right? So this means that we are to diffuse the light of Christ. Where is the light of Christ? It's in us. We're to diffuse that light of Christ out to the entire world, to others, right? So think about what happened this week. It wasn't one preacher reaching 108 kids. It wasn't just me reaching 108 kids. It was dozens of servants, 63 of them to be exact. Probably if we really got down to it, there's probably a couple more. But there's 63 of them. 63, including teachers, craft team, rec team, music team, registration team, kitchen team, decorating teams, snack team, parking lot team, security team, the bathroom cleaning team, and Jake and Wes, the trash gathering team, who gathered up the trash every single night and not one complaint. They just did. They just went and did it. The team of people who helped seat the yellow team kids at registration, right? people who prayed behind the scenes, the praying team. I know that Pastor Rich prayed with all the VBS teachers. He went around to all the VBS teachers and prayed with them. I prayed with several people throughout the week, and I know that many others prayed with people throughout the week. Each one of us became a diffusing light pointing children to Christ. All over, from the registration team to the yellow team, walkers, all the way through. The kitchen team, all of us became a diffusing light. Now I want to tell you something, church. That's what the body of Christ should look like. That's what the body of Christ right there, that's what it should look like. All of us diffusing the light of Christ, which leads me to point number 4, decision. Now listen, church, listen closely. The work of VBS isn't finished. It's not finished. Yes, Vacation Bible School is over, but the mission is not. Some of those children came from homes where Jesus is faithfully taught every day. Others may not hear his name again, like Mike shared. They may not hear his name again until someone from this church reaches out to them, or maybe until the next VBS comes next year. That's sad, isn't it? But true. So that means our responsibility, church, our responsibility didn't end Friday evening. It continues today, all the way through the next VBS year and every day in between. Amen? So until then, here's my ask of you, church. Pray for those children. You may not know them by name, but God knows who was here. So pray for all those children that were here. Encourage their families if you run into them. Encourage them to come and hear the Word of God. Invite them back. Love on them. Walk beside them. Yes, the seed has been planted. I honestly believe that. I've seen it and heard it in my own ears. The seed has been planted. Now we ask God to give the increase. Amen. This week, our church was beautifully decorated with lights and colors, and for a couple days, fog. We ain't going to go there, are we, Mike? No, all right, okay. But it was beautifully decorated with all kinds of lights and colors. But if you look around today, the decorations aren't the important thing. Somebody tell me what the important thing is. The light. Jesus is the important thing. He's the light is the important thing. The greatest thing that happened this week wasn't the games. It wasn't the games. It wasn't the music, sorry. It wasn't the attendance of 108 or 110 children. The greatest thing that happened this week is that for 5 straight days, children heard about Jesus Christ. Some heard the gospel clearly for the very first time. 4 salvations, 1 recommitment, and 3, I'm ready to talk to somebody about salvation. And I got those cards on Friday evening. Now watch. That's worth every dime we spent for VBS. Every dime. That right there is worth it. That's why we do this. Because Jesus is still the light of the world, and his light shines into the darkest of hearts, right? You know, years ago, during a widespread power outage, one family lit a single candle in their home. It wasn't very bright, but it was enough for everyone in the room to gather around it. Then the father handed a candle to each child, and one by one, they lit their candle from the original candle. Soon the entire room was glowing, not because there were many different sources of light, but because one light had been shared. And that's a picture of this past week. That is VBS. Jesus is the light. Now, we don't create his light, but we receive it. Then we pass it on. We diffuse it to spread it out. this week through songs, through stories, through crafts, through games, and countless conversations, amen, the light of Christ was shared with over 100 children. Therefore, our prayer is that those little lights will continue to shine in their homes. Somehow, some way, those lights will shine in their homes. They'll shine in their schools, and one day in their own families. And that's the calling of every believer. Not to keep the light to ourselves, but to keep passing it on. To give it out. To pass it on until the whole world hears that Jesus is the light of the world. And perhaps you're here this morning and you've been walking in darkness. Maybe you've tried everything the world offers you, yet your heart is still empty. Well, I have great news for you today. Jesus has not stopped inviting people to himself. Jesus invites people to himself to this very day, to this very moment. He still says, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." You know what? Today, you can leave the darkness behind. How? Come to Jesus Christ. Come to him, knowing that he is the Son of God, who can forgive you of your sins. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart to forgive you, and profess him as the Lord of your life, and begin following him. And you can walk in light as well. And if you're already a believer, ask yourself, who needs the light that God has placed in your life? Somebody around you, who is it that needs the light of Christ in their life? You know, most of the children have gone home. The decorations are down. But something's still here. Anybody notice it? The light of Christ is still here. All the hoopla, but the light of Christ is still shining. So believers, it's now up to us. So let's be faithful to point people to Jesus Christ. And you say, why is that important? Well, it's important because Jesus is the light, the light of the world. And that's why it's so important. Amen. After this, I think it's appropriate for us to sing a song together before we depart. What do you think? Good? All right.
Jesus.
happy Father's Day to all you dads, but all men, there's a gift for you as you leave here today. So please pick that up. Let me tell you something. It's sweet. All right? Just letting you in on it, all right? But Jesus is the light, the light of the world.
Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world.
Now go diffuse it. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed.